Oh, hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, it's the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Henry. With me, as always, is Mike Williams.
Matt Williams.
Matt Williams. David Wayne.
David Wayne Ski.
He's Polish today. And then also Justin Kupo.
The Kupo.
That's cool.
I
didn't realize I was supposed to prepare a fun nickname or whatever like these guys did.
No, Steven's just making fun of me because people call me Mike.
Like a Mike. You look like you'd be a Mike.
Be whatever you want.
Mike Roach. Mike Roach. Has anyone seen Mike Roach lately?
Oh, it's you again.
Is there Mr. Mike Hunt here? Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt. Huge ass.
Yes, I'm huge ass.
You look like the kind of guy people probably stare at the gym, like they're going to ask you to spot them, but they're not sure.
Like, yeah.
Matt looks like he waits at the gym for somebody to ask him.
He just wanders around.
Hey, bro, you need a spot?
And they get constant eye contact with people before they sit on the bench.
But it's only like women that are just lifting the bar.
Matt's just doing a spot? He's doing deep knee bends against the wall.
Yeah. Yep. Got like those 70s super low cut, super high cut shorts.
No, man, unitard all the way.
No. He's got that like 80s crop top football jersey that's like a mesh and it's like a belly shirt.
When he was on the practice squad as a freshman, he kept it all these years.
Unitard and an American flag headband.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely it.
I got my Letterman jacket in the car. You see.
Looks like he puts on a fake mustache and acts like a different person.
If it's a goatee, I'm the evil one.
Yeah. He's just got he's like split, but not that psychotic. He does it consciously.
Schizophrenia is a choice.
Yeah.
Right.
He idolizes people with schizophrenia. It makes them interesting.
Yeah, so if you guys can tell now, I guess the topic is roast.
Yeah, I guess so.
Justin's the roast master of Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. Let's get that going.
Let's get that nickname going. Because then people are going to start trying to roast you in the streets.
I know.
Kind of like, Jesse James or whoever. They're like,
that'd be cool as fuck. Like a showdown. Roast battle showdown.
What was the name of that show with Fez?
Right.
From
Yo Mama.
Yo Mama.
Yeah. I used to love that shit. They could take you to somebody's house and you'd walk around and look at all their rooms and stuff. That's hilarious.
I love that they would go on and just like fucking just trash people so badly, and then the other person would come back with like the weakest shit you've ever heard.
Yeah. I don't know. What was it? $500 cash money.
I've never seen this show.
Watch Yo Mama with fucking Wilder Valmarama? He was the host.
From that 70s show?
Yeah. It was Fez. And it was just like people, they would do like preliminary battles. So they'd just like meet in a skate park or something. And they'd be like, all right.
Was it a roast battle show though?
Yeah, it was like roast battle, but it was Yo Mama jokes. Because it was Yo Mama. 2005 and they made a comeback.
Yeah.
And like every episode he looked like a fucking B-boy too with his like tearaway jacket and like track pants.
God.
He's like, we're going to roast people. It's like, dude.
I haven't seen that show in years though.
He's like the brown Jamie Kennedy though.
That's true, right? Yeah.
In that aspect, I just picture like the Kennedy or what was that? What
Kennedy
was
experiment. Prank?
Kennedy experiment, but instead Fez from fucking.
I'd watch that. I'd watch Malibu's Most Wanted starring Fez.
What did you say? Maui's?
Maui's Most Wanted.
I think it would have to be Maui because you know.
Is he gonna do that weird lisp the whole time?
He doesn't really talk like that, right?
No.
But no, does he have an accent though, or no?
Yeah, well, when I thought of roasting like in early 2000, I thought Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah, we need some way to market this show.
We need a show hosted by a victim of the most vicious roast.
Yeah. Either that or they were looking for something to put him in, and they're
his entire career was a roast on, like, that character.
I know.
Yeah.
Just, like, dumped on him all the time.
Racial stereotype.
Am I right?
He just did it so subtly.
Well, it was the 70s, so, right. I mean, you know.
They never named the country he was from, right?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of racism in that 70s show, especially in a white place like that.
Yeah, white suburban neighborhood. Well, kidding me, the dad alone would have been cutting down fucking Haji jokes.
I think they were smart not to name the place he's from because, like, now people can't be like, why did you make this person from X country, like, basically a rapist?
Yeah. It's because they don't exist.
Yeah, he's from, I don't know.
So he was like a Pepe Le Pew kind of guy.
Well, it's kind of like asking what state the Simpsons are from, you know?
Well, maybe that's like the racist test, just like, depending on where you fill him in.
Where do you think he's from?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, so you're assuming everyone from there is like that? Yeah,
but they
so
do,
you make them the
They do
them
in the show, they do guys. Say he's from an island. So that...
Agrabah.
You know, that would be a fun show, The Hunt for Fez's Origins.
Yeah. Using context clues.
That's what he should have did. He could have done his own show instead of fucking Yo Mama.
Yeah.
Because that's a weird combo. Like, when you think of it, like, any comedian.
Wait, you're saying he should have a show that's, like, documenting his chronicles trying to find Fez's origin?
Remember that sitcom that went off the air 10 years ago?
Just, like, him in a fucking jet boat just going down
the
street.
I mean, they're doing Yo Mama jokes. How old are those?
Every boat can be
a jet boat. Yeah, but, I mean, this was in the middle of that 70s show when he was...
What? Sorry.
Wilmer Valderrama trying to hunt down...
trying to hunt down Fez's host country. I mean, this origin country.
Yeah, that's a great way to save his career. It's like the one thing he's famous for. You can get them all now old and sunken eyes.
climbed to the top of Everest, found out not Everest.
Yeah, yeah, it's a travel show. The hunt Fez from here
continues.
Right.
We're at this restaurant. Serves the spiciest wings. Not sure why we're here, but...
Fez mentioned it in episode 3, season 2.
Yeah, they got like a script supervisor. It's like, no, don't think he went here. Fez wouldn't eat that. I don't think we should go here.
Where in the world is Wilmer Valderrama?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nail it.
Yeah, and then it just switches. Season 2.
Yeah.
Season 1 concludes with, we don't know where he's from.
But then they lost him. They lost him in season 1, so now they got to find him in season 2. Where do we leave him?
Yeah. I know, it's like 3 episodes in, and they realize the show works better as a travel show. They just like completely abandoned that.
No, what is it? Yeah, it's perfect. Found footage after he throws his passport into a fire. Just like takes out the production crew and eats them.
It's just him staying at brothels.
After he did the drugs of the locals.
Yeah, after he had a bad ayahuasca trip.
Yeah.
He's just eating their
face. That's a show I'd watch. Wilder Valderrama having an ayahuasca trip.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Great idea, dude. Yeah, we should pitch this to him because I'm sure he needs work.
Yeah. I know, yeah. He's on that ranch show, isn't he?
Oh, he might be on that because
Ranch Show, what?
On Netflix with
Dennis
Bill Elliott. I know what's his name.
Imagine being fucking Wilder Valderrama in like 2005 and thinking you're king shit and on top of the world.
Yeah,
and now
he's like, I was on Punk'd.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What did they do to him on that one?
They beat up his escalator, pretended like it was escalator. He just kind of stood there with his jaw dropped, like.
Yeah, you're just like standing there watching it happen. But the other, like, to be fair, the other people would. I've had a baseball bat, so...
If you're rich, though, why do you care about your fucking car getting beat up?
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's tax write-off.
That's why I always, like, when people got so upset, I'm like, dude, come on, really? What is it? It's fucking a nuisance, maybe, but it's not...
Well, Missy Elliott's was real thug, because, like...
he probably
she, just... Well, on her episode, like, they actually lost... Like, they said they lost a family heirloom at, like, the jewelry store, because they were, like, fixing it. And, like, we can't find it. And she's like, my fucking great-great-grandma had this.
Shit.
She starts going off. She's like, you better come back with my goddamn ring. I'm going to break every fucking glass in here. Then she went fucking apeshit. And then finally, like, what's his face? What's his name?
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher comes running out. Oh, it's just a prank. And she was like, she was still mad. And she's like, all right, I better not wig out on this white boy on TV.
She started putting her rings back on.
Oh, yeah. Starts putting her
that'll
hair back in. In the dress.
That'll just be another, like, great setup for a celebrity death match. Missy Elliott versus Ashton Kutcher.
No, it'd have to be a Royal Rumble with Ashton Kutcher and everybody's punked.
He can't stand the rain.
Yeah.
Right.
They make him wear a Von Dutch mask.
Well, like a luchador?
Yeah.
A Von Dutch luchador?
Yeah.
A Von Dutchador.
Oh, man.
So we're just roasting Wilmer Valderrama right now. I like this.
Yeah.
That's probably been a while.
So he needs to be taken, like, down a peg. I mean, yeah. Oh, fuck.
He's going to show this to his agent. Like, see, I am still relevant.
People are talking. They need me. They want me.
The Valderrama signal's up.
That's a pretty good idea. Is in there, too. Yeah. Who can we call? Travel Channel? Let's get something going.
He was an afterthought until 2000 downloads.
Yeah, right. Production.
Yeah. With no mention of him for 20 episodes.
How about Your Mom Has a Podcast? That'd be good. I'd listen to that.
Oh, man, yeah. Just 45 minutes.
Of Yo Mama jokes
every single week.
Well, I mean, they do like the other Roast Battle podcast. Technically, you could do, I guess it wouldn't be as work as like walking through somebody's house. But I mean,
I think with the podcast, it only works because frequently they're comics you know what the fuck they look like.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be like, this random dude from Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your mama jokes are...
universal.
Yeah, it's not... You don't even really need
it's not really specific to the person you're roasting.
But how many of your mama jokes are there?
Like, what's your favorite your mama joke?
My favorite your mama... Yeah, that's a good question.
I got mine right off the top.
What's yours? I'm sure maybe it'll jar something loose.
Your mama's so good with her pussy, she can put in a cucumber and spit out a salad.
Nice.
That's a good, that's a good one.
That's my favorite by far.
Matt Williams.
That's more of a, like, it's like, hey, good job, though.
I know. It's nice, but it's also insulting, because how do I have that knowledge of your mother's, like, you know, Cuisinart pussy?
Gross.
Cuisinart. Let's go KitchenAid. Come on.
The only reason why this is my favorite one was because, who's the guy that plays Ted Bundy?
You?
Or Al Bundy.
Ted Bundy. Yeah, yeah,
he played that role pretty well.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
So he kills him.
Well, they, I think it was on In
Ed
Living.
Something,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill.
Okay, yeah. They, there was...
You're saying him and Wilmer Valderrama is a buddy cop drama?
Yeah.
It's all right, movie. It's called Little Giants.
They had a Dirty Dozens on In Living Color. And they had Al Bundy, the character, on there. So they were doing, like, Yo Mama jokes. And so they had Al Bundy on in Living Color. Say, Yo Mama's so fat you can go bowling with her boogers.
It's not a bad one.
That's a pretty good one.
Why was Your Mama So Fat She Plays Nine Ball with the Planets?
Yeah, that was...
Or, like, she goes hopscotch, like, Arkansas, Indiana. So stupid. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, you said these as kids, you know what I mean? So they were never, like, too dark, so it was always kind of playful, but it was still very insulting. Right. Your mama's so fat, she wears a VCR for a beeper.
Right, like, I remember that. Your mama's so fat, her blood type is Ragu. Yeah. That was always a good one.
Your family is so poor, your front door and back door are on the same hinge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like they were always, they cut you so deep back then, but they really weren't saying anything mean. You know?
I feel like the poor jokes were the worst because, like,
yeah, your family's so poor you have to wipe your feet when you come out of the house.
Your family's so poor the last hot meal you had, your house was on fire.
Yeah, because we were all poor.
Yeah, but that is,
those hurt.
But, somehow, like, that.
Well, because you can jog your way out of fat. You can't, like, work your way out of poor.
You know what the ultimate.
No, you can't.
That's my point.
That's why capitalism works.
You know what the best trump card is when you're a kid, though? That my mom's dead.
Oh, like, yeah.
No matter what, my mom's dead.
Yeah. And that's why fuck
you. You got
her.
Me. Oh, you fucking bitch. I can't say anymore.
No, that's when you fire back with, and that's why I fucked her.
Yeah. So that's why she didn't move last night. Oh! And you high-five your group of friends in a circle.
Yeah, then they, like, pick you up and put them over your shoulders.
Make him prom king. We don't even have prom, but let's make him.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
That's what we needed. There was always rap battles when I was in school. They never had, like, roast battles.
I mean, that's all rap battles
were, essentially. Like,
you had rap battles now.
When Rio was on, we're talking about that, because even now, like, there's no beats. Like, they used to have beats and rhyme over the beat. Now it's all acapella, and they have, like, weeks to prepare for these rap battles. So it's literally just a roast battle. Well, it's just a roast battle that rhymes. That's all it is.
Which I feel like holds you back a little bit, because then you're beholden to the rhyme.
Yeah.
I feel like it's getting roasted by a homeless guy, because, like, frequently they... speak in rhymes and riddles and whatnot.
Here's the thing. If somebody comes at me and they're rhyming
because,
at me...
Just because I live under a bridge doesn't make me a troll.
Yeah. Is that the most effective method of insulting somebody? What, hey, fuck you, buddy. You're pretty nutty.
That was quite the couplet.
If someone's roasting you and rhyming at the same time, you're like, I don't know how to come back to this.
Yeah. You sit there for this whole sonnet.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a while.
Yeah, you see, like, this guy comes up with a feather and, like, puts it behind his ear.
There's, like, a stage light that comes out of nowhere.
Like, oh shit, it's about to happen.
When your mother sits around the Globe Theater, she sits around the Globe Theater.
When your mom's on 40,
that's been burned by my soliloquy.
He rhymes theater with theater.
You're getting burned worse than the Globe Theater when it burned down the first time.
What a buffoon.
God.
Oh, bully.
Yeah, the new one.
Shakespeare, king of roasters. That we understand what he was saying. He said all that backwards.
It's like, thine face looks of a sow.
Did I just get insulted in iambic pentameter? What the fuck?
That's so good that somebody worked in iambic. Wilder
Valderrama as William Shakespeare. I was saying, yo,
one man show. One man show.
Yeah, it goes for 9 years on Broadway.
Yeah. chronicles his life from an infant.
Wait, Wilmer Valderrama as Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's branching out. He's got to do something.
Yeah, Val Kilmer's doing Mark Twain, so he might as well get this guy to do Shakespeare.
Yeah, that's a new celebrity thing. Impersonate old famous historical figures. Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf's going to play himself. This is me before the mental breakdown.
I'd like to see old Shia LaBeouf dress up as Lewis Stevens and go on stage and just like rant about his time. That'd be awesome. Shia LaBeouf. Whatever happened to that guy? Is he still making movies?
I don't know. Last one I saw was like a green screen and it became a meme.
Like last time, speaking of rap battles, last time I saw him, he was like a redneck rap battling somebody on a fucking what? Video. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they have the lip syncing battles now.
Which are lame. I saw those and I was horrible. Like, God, that's fucking... They have the new ones. It's the... they do like...
No,
it's
they
like
do battle each battle. Other. Yeah,
it is. Oh, you're talking about the epic rap battles or whatever?
No. It's on TBS, I think.
Is it on TBS?
Cordry or whatever his name does it?
Yeah, they like...
The lip sync battles?
No, it's not lip sync. They're actually battling. What is going on? It's like a real battle between... Like, David Schwimmer was on there battling someone.
Yeah, it's like Molly Ringwald and John Cryer are doing it.
Yeah, it's all these old celebrity. Or like,
so you're telling me I'm not missing anything from not having cable?
No.
No.
You're like, you're good.
Actually, no, you're missing a lot.
Is cable, yeah.
I've never watched it, but like, I've seen... Like the
you're missing a couple of remotes through TVs, actually.
You know, the cable sucks. Like, I put in, like, the cable in the back of my TV just to get, like, basic. And I was like, dude, fucking cable is awful. You got to sit through so many commercials. And I'm like, I've seen this a million times.
Nothing's good ever. Right. The only good show I like is Mr. Robot. And that's on USA. And that's it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Plus, you can get everything, like, literally an hour after it comes out in HD without having to wait.
On your computer.
Yeah.
Just get a Chromecast and you're good.
Yeah, it's so much better.
I was watching...
It's so much better. Yeah. It's practically TV.
It's TV, but better.
Yeah, because I like it because they're like, hey, if you just spend $9.99, you can just watch this without commercials.
Which is...
Are we talking about Netflix?
Whenever you want. Yeah, like Netflix or Hulu.
They update it like every fucking month. They come out with new shows and new
Netflix kind of sucks now, though. I think Hulu's better than Netflix because they have like Hulu, pretty much the same movies that they have plus TV shows.
Well, they have NBC, right?
I think so, Hulu they got like everything cool.
So they have like all the SNLs on there and all that shit, so...
Ooh.
This is fucking juicy, cool stuff to be talking about.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting some secrets out there.
Wait, are we actually being helpful?
Yeah. All right, guys. Here's the deal to cord cutting.
Listen, here's how you get all the copper out of a house in one night.
If you guys want bodies like ours, let me tell you how to get there.
Yeah.
If you want the chiseled flabs of David Wayne.
Yeah, they're chiseled, all right.
Adam.
They're sharp, but that's just because there's crumbs in there when you rub your arm across.
Oh, I thought it was sharp because it's cheddar.
No. David's shaped like a statue that was made by erosion. David's body is like if somebody kept rubbing a piece of marble for 100 years.
Thousands of years.
But
it would take a long time to sculpt this body.
Like they started a Buddha and they were like, we're good.
Yeah.
David looks like a jack-o'-lantern sitting on top of another jack-o'-lantern.
Come on. David's like if they made a Buddha to appeal to rednecks. They changed his image to... He was a NASCAR fan.
David's like a human eggplant that someone fed nachos to. Like that's his physique.
I love nachos.
David looks like he has like 100 Yelp reviews for the same Taco Bell. Every time he goes there.
I do. The one by my work is so goddamn slow.
David Wayne's what you look like when you bottle feed your kid bourbon.
I think you used that one on
I used that one on Roger, but...
He looks like if you bottle feed your kid eggnog mixed with bourbon.
Yeah, whenever he gets uppity or whatever.
That's probably why I hate bourbon. I drink whiskey. I'll do none of them blends.
Right. David looks like he'd make the drink GTN and then tell his friends about it.
He looked like he slept with a pepperoni stick as a kid so he could wake up in the middle of the night.
He's the kind of guy who views a salad buffet as all you can eat croutons and ranch.
They're giving away free little garlic breads over here.
Jokes on this.
I mean, who doesn't want a shot of garlic bread? You know, you just pop it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody took him to Sweet Tomatoes. He cleaned out their entire stock.
So we're just tuning in. This has turned into the roast of me, apparently.
Well, you look so casual.
Dude, you look like you'd eat a bowl of croutons with ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Like cereal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want them to get all soggy. I better eat them quick.
Oh, yeah.
I love it when it mixes in with the ranch and you get that nice flavor.
Yeah, then you can just drink it at the end.
Why not bacon bits? Those are only for my birthday.
Yeah, Mama said they're only for my birthday.
Bacon bits are pretty dope, though. Anytime there's bacon bits in something, it's always a pleasant surprise.
Right, yeah. There was more crunchy, though, than like I'd want my bacon bits to be.
What?
The last time I had bacon bits, it was like super fucking crunchy.
Well, they get stale quick.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. I was eating entire...
They're kind of just like little flavor pockets, really. It's just like a little burst of bacon flavor.
Yeah, they're like the moist packets you find in your shoe.
They're like Pop Rocks, Pop David Rock. Wayne.
Right, yeah.
I was about to say that.
He's got a pocket full of them.
I think it's just, they're just dog food with human seasonings, like stuff we would find palatable.
Right. Yeah.
I will not lie, I have tried a Beggin' Strip once, yeah. Just for science.
How did it taste?
Salty.
Slightly like bacon at first, and then like, yeah, just like salty nothingness, and then it got really wet, and it like, it didn't hold this consistency, so I was like aware that I was eating dog food.
David, salty nothingness sounds like a band I'd listen to in Virginia Beach.
Right. On the emo scene?
No, the squid scene?
Squid butt rock? Squid butt rock?
Squid butt rock, yeah. I mean, it's navy butt rock.
Yeah, navy butt rock. Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Koopa's face listening to you talk about squid butt.
Squid butt. Oh, I was just looking at this Peter Pan pose he put on. He's got both his hands on his hips, and he's like, squid rock. Like he's proclaiming something.
Right.
Navy rock? Thank you.
No, I don't like that. I hate that. The last episode we talked about was shitty.
Talk about what?
Just like navy butt rock. I grew up in Virginia Beach, and there's a lot of Navy guys, so we call them squids, but they all listen to like fucking like Creed... And
salty nothingness.
Like just shitty mainstream rock that's on like 98 Rock and stuff.
What was it, Five Finger Death Punch?
And you wanted to be one of them?
No, I fucking hated it. Are you kidding me?
Like, what, the Cutters in that movie?
Dave was just watching him from like behind a bush. Like, they are slaying puss over there.
My God.
Dude, they crush like 6 Bud Lights. Those are the coolest guys ever.
I wish my Mustang went wow.
Is his motorcycle on fire?
Yeah.
I hated them.
Why? Because they were taking over your music choice?
No, it's just shit music.
Creed is for the real fans, man. We don't need you posers out here. With arms wide open sucks.
No, I didn't like it.
You look like you have some old Creed demos somewhere. On tape or something.
No,
yeah.
I got the first album.
I remember David coming out in favor of Creed recently, right?
Yeah, I do. I had the first album.
I think if you appreciate them for what they are, they can be listenable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
What does that mean? I think most things are listenable. Like, if you can hear it, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, there's some things where you listen and you're just like,
you have to turn it off.
You feel the physical urge to not listen to it anymore.
The Corey Feldman.
Yeah, right. Oh, David, that's what you were saying was like, what was it? Did you say Creed or was it Nickelback? They're like, they're actually really good at
Nickelback.
Concert.
Nickelback,
yeah.
I've seen twice live, and they put on a great fucking show. I didn't pay.
Were you being ironic, though?
No, that's serious. Like,
that's
a
new thing now. All those bands are great, ironically.
Yeah.
You people are just wrong. It's just like the whole thing. There's this one guy who had a bit about like how people are too mean to Guy Fieri. It's like, what a weird stance. Like, that's the thing you...
Oh, Shane Torres?
Is fucking amazing, though, by the way.
It's a great bit, it's but it's like...
The problem is, that's such an easy target. Like, that's the point. That's why they put him on TV. It's not like they put him on TV because they believe he's a fucking...
Artist.
Great chef. Yeah,
an artist.
Because, wow, look at this goofy fucking guy with frosted tips.
Well, because he's more palatable than Bobby Flay, because people are like, he's an asshole.
Well, nobody wants to listen to a stuffy chef talk about food. If you're going to be showing...
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, if you're getting
a
hamburger
from
a fucking...
You want the fat, goofy slob you can relate to.
Yeah,
like, that's the thing. No, it's like Bobby Flay is an actual good chef, so like people don't want to watch this elitist prick be
a
dick.
Well, it's called Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It's not called fucking 5-star Michelin restaurants. Yeah. You know, it's like, what do they expect? That's the guy. If that guy told me that a burger at a shitty place was good, I'd be like, yeah, it probably is.
Well, he looks like the kind of guy who could tell you exactly where to get the best funnel cake, like
any
town you're in.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like, am I in Biscayne Bay? Where do I get funnel cake? He's like, oh, there's a place over on...
But
that's why people like Anthony Bourdain, because he just shits on everything. You know what I mean? And that's like the new thing.
I always liked the fun approaches. Like Man versus Food was really good, and I liked
Bizarre
Foods.
Until he had to stop Man versus Food because he was so unhealthy.
I know, yeah.
I think he went to Tony Luke's, didn't he, trying to eat that whole steak there, dude?
He said that the best thing was when he got in trouble on Instagram for putting up that Thinspiration post.
Yeah, I know.
And they were like, how dare you? He's like, I was going to die from food.
Right, like, that's the most American thing ever. It's like, that guy died because he was on an eating show.
Competitive eating.
If you want to physically feel for somebody, watch that show, because you can tell when he's, like, sweating and his face is red. Yeah, and just like,
did you see where
I just like the look of horror when they bring out the massive food. Like, there's a 72-ounce steak in Texas. You know what the worst part
is? I've heard that a lot of those foods, they make regular menu items now. They're just like, fuck,
we can't keep them on the shelf.
I know.
Right, yeah. It's like, we can't. Yeah, there's not a day that goes by that we don't make 50 of these because they want it, not ironically.
Well, if you're going to a burger shack in the middle of Vermont or something, I guess you want to go there for a reason.
It's going
to
be like the 50 patty melt that they have or whatever.
It's going to be like the cow's version of Hiroshima. Like, it's just devastating to their community. Just the fact that man versus food exists.
Right. That's like one of the biggest fuck yous I can think of like being American.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we have people starving to death, and we also have this guy that is almost physically incapable.
Could you imagine if that show was like in other countries?
I think that's just
for like the enjoyment of other people. Like, that's the whole point, is like him eating is a job.
I feel like
but there's people dying around the country. This is my job, just to eat food.
Right.
It's got to be like,
and be like entertaining, I guess.
It's got to be in the training propaganda for ISIS, I'm guessing.
Sure.
Just like, watch this.
And
no wonder they hate us.
Would they have like their eyes like open and they're like putting drops in, and instead of showing like nuclear bombs going off, it's showing like man versus food.
Adam Richman just in front of like an 18-foot hoagie.
Yeah.
And they're like, you have to eat this in 2 hours.
Oh,
and they're
boy,
like,
I hope I can eat it all.
By Allah, like, I would eat that whole sandwich. 5-10 minute
breakdowns. Yeah, but would they care? Because do they eat that stuff? Would you have to like?
It would have to not be pork.
Eating the largest plate of lamb curry. Look at him. Oh, God, what a fucking glutton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did go to, like, an Indian place once, and I'm like, it doesn't even look that intimidating because it's just slop in a bowl.
Yeah. It's just a dude with a hose with, like, meat, so you're just shooting it into a bucket to bring out to this fat dude.
It's like, yeah, I mean, it is like a salad bowl, like, you know, like a mixing bowl, but, like,
right.
It looks like baby food. You can muscle that down.
You know what my favorite part of those shows is, though, when they go back to the kitchen and they're, like, talking to the chefs and shit, and they have to, like, interject their little jokes into everything because it's a TV show, and the chef's just, like, shaking his head because he's like, that is spicy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
this better get us more money.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So desperate. They just look like they've just been doing coke all night. And they're like, I gotta fucking eat a goddamn 60-pound chicken sandwich. They're always just overworked and fucking... Yeah.
They're like, all we have to do is hold the cameras. You have to eat it.
Yeah. He's like smoking cigarettes. It's like...
He's back there eating a reasonably sized chicken sandwich, holding the camera like...
Yeah, it's all camera tricks. They just did super close-ups on the food. It was really this big. It was just a bite.
Right.
He's eating sliders.
Yeah, that's how Tom Cruise looks tall. That's how Man vs. Food.
Yeah, that'd be a great fucking scandal to come out. Just like,
he actually didn't eat all of it. Yeah.
I thought he was just eating White Castle burgers.
Yeah. He's cutting them really finely and everything. And they're like,
what do you have to use? Like little prop hands? Like little doll hands?
Yeah. CGI nowadays, they can do anything. And they like fish eye his face so he looks even more fucked up.
Well, that was always the hacky joke, is that guy should be way fatter than what he really is for all the shit he eats.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, compared to how he looks now, like, after he lost all that weight, like, God, he was a fat fuck.
He sweated off eating the fucking spicy wings.
Like, as the seasons went by, like, the amount of sweat on his shirts just started increasing.
Yeah, but it's just, like, it's not even like he's eating, like, giant, like, hoagies or something. He's eating fucking greasy-ass food, so he's just, like... Looks like lard.
Right.
By season three, like, he has to eat these hot wings, but he's sweating as he's walking into the place. He's already perspiring.
Right,
Dude, I don't know. You only got to eat three wings because you're already in a bad shape.
This is literally going to make your ass bleed. Eat seven of them.
Half of these will cause internal bleeding.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like when the guy pulls down the welder's mask and puts the ghost pepper sauce on.
Right, yeah.
Three latex gloves on each hand. Like, I don't want it to seep through.
Right, hazmat suit and tongs.
He's doing it from behind a plexiglass with, like, the steel gloves.
They had an episode like that. He was supposed to eat three of these, like, the most spicy wings ever. And he got it. He had like three bites.
He smelled
wing.
The first one. Was like, I'm done.
Yeah. And like, then it looked like he straight up got maced. Dude, and like while he was screaming,
and they just poured milk in his eyes.
pretty much, because like he was like, "Yeah, I can't do this anymore." He's like, "I feel like,
you know,
I will die." And then he wasn't. Then it just showed him in the back, and they're like, "This is when it actually got bad." He was like, "Eating it was fine, but once it sat in, because he was just sitting there, like everything was burning, and he was just like chugging like whole milk, like butter milk.
You know,
milk.
Yeah. You know, it's funny,
sucking on a cow's udder.
You know, it's hilarious.
Like Tom Green.
I think he went to Harvard or something. Like he went to an Ivy League school for sure. I don't know which one off the top of my head.
Oh no.
Could you imagine that, though? Like, you just go through college to basically just do, like, frat hazing for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah, I mean, but, like, as far as, like, shitty jobs...
Because that's really all it is. It's like, eat this giant plate, nerd. Eat these spicy wings, you bitch.
Yeah, do you think Mike Rowe looks at him like, you're a fucking asshole.
Plus, it's not that
I gotta do real shit job. You're just over eating some wings, Nancy
boy.
Well,
the funny part is, it's not like glamorous, because he's gotta go to the shittiest little towns that nobody cares about.
I watched one where Mike Rowe was trying to get a fence post out for like 18 hours. I'm like, how could you possibly want to continue at that point? Like, not just in that scene, but with the show.
Yeah.
Get out of fence post.
You finally got it. That was the big conclusion. Yeah, but, like...
There's a lot of impetus behind that show, too. It's funny, because it's just like, I'm an actor. I'm going to play your dirty job.
Yeah. For, like, half a day.
Yeah.
Today we play poverty.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Isn't this sad? That isn't this really sad what people go through?
Yeah, they're like, look how hard he's working for that one room house.
Yeah. There was this one, too, where they were at a chicken farm. And, like, there was just this one lady, like, her entire job was chicken sexing. Are you familiar? She didn't fuck the chicken.
Like, sexing the chicken, male,
yeah, like,
female.
Pulling it apart, looking in the cloaca. And, like, they're all Asian people, because apparently they're the best at this. They swear to God they say this in the show. And then, like, she's just looking for the boys, and then just chucking them into a trash can. And just, like, bouncing them off the backboard, like, just one chick after the next.
Oh, my God. Chicks? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like chicks. Baby chickens, like chicks, just, just like they don't even matter. Kobe,
like, she was like, this job used to be miserable until they turned it into a gong.
I saw one bizarre food where it was like the bayou or something, and they were eating like muskrat, and he goes out on the boat with like this old fucking swampy guy, and then they find one, and he's like, we're going to have to eliminate it. He's like, eliminate it? What do you mean? He's like, watch. He pulls out a giant ass stick, and you just see him fucking whack this thing on the head. He's like, we eliminated it. It's like, holy shit.
I think his SAT word, the biggest word he knows. Yeah. It's like eliminate.
Eliminate.
Wow, I'm going to get fancy for these TVs. Watch, put the camera on.
It probably took him a while to get to that word, too. Like, he had to build it syllable by syllable.
We're gonna fucking murder it.
It was like,
go kill it.
Yeah. It was probably,
that's what he used to say.
It was probably,
the TV showed up.
Yeah.
At the beginning, it was eliminate.
Yeah.
I'm going to eliminate.
We're eliminating it.
Dale, it's eliminate.
Eliminate.
You have been on that word a day for 17 weeks.
Is this a guy holding a cue card? It's like, got it spelled out phonetically.
Dashes and shit.
Yeah.
Eliminate? I want some lemonade. What?
God damn, when we done filming, I ate lemonade.
Yeah, that's all he was saying the whole time was that he was thirsty.
I worked up a sweat.
I just killed the muskrat because I was so thirsty. I don't know why.
I'm going to drink his blood.
Yeah. He looked hydrated. Fuck him.
Got a powerful toast.
Was he wearing overalls?
Of course,
But, like, he's going to, I'm going to make it sexy for these fellas. Then he puts, like, one over the shoulder.
One overall strap.
He's
on
leaning down so one, like, falls over and he has to.
Just the left nipple's exposed.
But just making fucking eyes at Mike Rowe.
So you a city boy, huh?
What go on in the swamp? Stay in the swamp, boy.
You just hear a banjo in the background. Like Deliverance. Like,
I'm a B.O. Crow, daddy.
If he doesn't want to do it, I'll eliminate you next.
Gonna eliminate all of your face.
Yeah. So I gotta get the stick.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Like, he's like, doing my favorite stick.
I'm gonna kill 600 muskrats with this stick. Yeah. Remember every one of them.
He just scratches it in each one.
Yeah, he just like etches it in. Yeah, like, with, yeah.
Each etching is stained with blood. He just smears a little blood in it.
This here my muskrat woe paint.
It's like the barber from Gangs of New York. He's just got like the notches on his club. This muskrat back in '86 gave me a hard time.
Powerful time. No. Powerful.
His skull, I swear to God, his skull.
He's a mercenary for muskrats. They just hired this guy. You want like poison or something? You traps? Nope.
I just got me a stick.
Yeah. So how you That's plan not, on doing it?
It's my weapon stick.
Well, he's poison. That's inhumane. And you can't eat him afterwards either.
Yeah. Wasting all that good meat.
It's also the stick he uses to cook him.
That was a skewer.
Yeah. Well, no, he wouldn't, because that'd make it weak.
He's just got, like, jeans and a jacket made to add to muskrat for his three-piece suit.
Like a Davy Crockett hat.
All made out of muskrat felt? Yeah. Is that-
yeah. Took him 3 years to make.
Yeah. Muskrat felt him. Pool table?
I carpeted my house with muskrat fur.
Ooh, I hate me some muskrat.
You like my muskrat robe, Mr. Micro?
Going in the house is fine, but when you come back, you gotta go against the grain. Cut your feet up a little bit. Be careful.
All I ask, Mr. Micro, is when you shit blood, and you will shit blood, you do it in the outhouse.
And you think of me.
It's a good job, but unfortunately now I can only have sex dressed as a muskrat.
That is
a furry.
Yeah.
That is a dirty job.
Oh, man. That's the real dirty job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He has Mike the look, Rowe, has the Rowe, look at the camera.
It was Bizarre Foods, wasn't it?
Yeah, Andrew Zimmern.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Has he ever had one where he like bumped into some prostitutes on the street corner, like work on their job with them? Yeah. We're out here doing this dirty job.
You can't be tugging on his balls like that.
I'm learning. I'm from Baltimore.
You go head, then shaft, then balls. What the hell?
You gotta take your hat off.
Yeah. Why are you being so toothy?
Yeah.
You ain't gonna get anything with that attitude.
Yeah.
Your water. Your
Mike
Rowe water
gives toothy blowjobs.
I think he's got such a sweet voice.
Yeah.
It's all that.
He has to get paid out by the pimp at the end of the night.
Yeah, he's lined up. Can I have my money?
He's like,
yeah, you give toothy blowjobs.
Yeah, exactly.
You like, sweet girl like, with a pretty mouth. You just don't know how to work it yet, yeah. Mr. Micro.
He like does the math at the end. He was like, 10 clients, 20 a piece. Like, that's $200 tonight, Anvil. And he's like, I will give you $150. He's like, what? I was supposed to get $200. He just like stares at him. He's like, toothy? Blowjobs.
I think it'd be a good spinoff, Bottom Bitch with Mike Rowe.
The pimp is just
where he's like trying to work his way up from like the bit. Yeah.
The pimp is like, good night, hoes. And he's like, thank you, daddy. Yeah.
Love you, daddy. Yeah.
That was in his contract, is like, use common vernacular of.
Pimp's like grabbing him by the cheek. He's like, hey, you gonna earn.
It's all right. We'll get him tomorrow night. Yeah. Right? You'll get it tomorrow.
Yeah, he's like, you going to stud tomorrow.
Less teeth, more tongue.
less sass, more ass.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
gonna get your thumb in the taint. That's the secret.
Yeah, that's a real dirty job. That's what they should do. Not this, oh, I work at a shit factory. No one cares.
Get the thumb in the taint. He blasts across the room. That's a tip right there.
Get him to blast across the room.
Well, that's the secret. If you can milk the prostate for a second, the turnover rate's greater. And just get him to come instantly. Yeah. You fit everybody in. That's the secret.
Fitting everybody in.
See,
that's
it's like most doctors will see 8 patients a day. Well, David Wayne sees over 900.
Wouldn't that be a good hooker secret though? It's like if you just get a guy to come instantly, you don't have to get fucked that much. You just,
right. And again,
I mean, honestly,
and the secret word is tooth.
I mean, but seriously though, like nowadays, I mean, not that I know, but like most hookers make you wear a condom anyway. So what are you really sucking on? It's just latex. You could do it.
Yeah, that's not gay.
That's not gay at all.
You're not getting blown with condoms on. Who's getting blown with condoms on?
That's real hookers do that, Steven.
How do you go on Backpage and not? Then they say sometimes they say you don't have to use a condom.
R.I.P. Backpage.
But why would you?
I mean, but come on, Mike Rowe is going to make you wear one. He's too much of a classy.
Well, I think
guy.
I'd want to wear a condom because who knows what fucking hookers have? I don't want to get herpes.
That's
from
another
a hooker,
thing. Yeah,
you know?
No one wants to get anything from each other.
I mean, you just go for something cleaner, like an armpit or a knee.
That's true.
Kink your leg a little.
Nobody else is going to have been in there. Trust.
I just want to fuck you between your thick thighs.
Let me hit that elbow crease.
Yeah.
I feel like there's too much work involved with getting a hooker. I don't know. Because, like, I'd have to go early. I'd have to figure out when their shift starts. Because I don't want right, like, yeah. like...
You'd have to hope one isn't Mike Rowe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not going to worry about just, Mike Rowe.
Yeah, you have to ask them that up front. It's like, how many of these have been with Mike Rowe? She just, like, cleans half the list off.
Not only that, they just, you know, I don't know. Plastic surgery is so good nowadays. It could have been a dude that you're fucking now.
That's true. There we go. Yeah. They're all men. All prostitutes are men.
At least the good ones are.
They know what we, those are the ones that get into the prostate trick.
Yeah.
Like, whoop, whoop. Yeah, why do you think you put him more in Thailand?
I've never had that done before. How'd you know to push that button? No! It was a guy. I thought those hands were a little calloused.
That's what I want to see in a movie, a woman go to a female hooker. I feel like with all the, you know, it'd be interesting to see like a hooker.
That's
like
real progression.
Yeah, like a mainstream show.
So like Pretty Woman, but a rich woman. Let's remake Pretty Woman.
Do women we'll get
Julia Roberts to play Richard Gere this time, and she picks up, you know, a hot hooker.
Yes, yeah, Pretty Woman, but they're lesbians.
Yeah.
That's the pitch right there.
Boom. Yeah.
Like, that's never been done in porno.
Julia Roberts is the rich old lady, and then she gets, like, updated.
She got him off she got her off a dating site. There you go. Hook her off a dating site. She's an escort.
Yep.
And then...
So we got your next summer hit coming up, I guess.
Yeah, dude, we're pitching all kinds of movies.
We're on the pulse.
What's Julia Roberts?
Can we get Wilmer Valderrama?
Wilmer Valderrama as the rich guy.
Yeah.
He gets a boyfriend. He wants a male escort. There you go. Very progressive.
Yeah.
So it's like
that, Call Me by Your John.
So it's like the cowboy movie, but it's just a rich people instead of like cowpokes.
What? That was so good, Matt. Call Me by Your John.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I like it.
That's good. I approve.
Yay!
They just high-five.
Yeah. For a second, I was either they're about to roast the shit out of me, or like he just stopped the whole man. I'm gonna go, hey, did you hear what he just said? Yeah. Thank you.
Now we're going to roast the shit out of you.
It's, well, like, that's the activating word. That's the activating
word. How do
you know
they're called Johns? Mike.
Call me by your Johns.
Mike. Yeah. Mike Williams.
Mike Williams.
Sure.
Mike and Ike.
Why, there's like three receivers that have been named Mike Williams in the NFL.
Yep. We're going to lose these guys with the football talk. So.
I know. Yeah, go for it.
Nerds.
Take a break.
Were they all on the Flyers?
Yes, they all switched sports when they got drafted and played hockey.
Yeah. Wide receiver is a position. Hey,
dude, there's a Disney movie right there. Yeah. Bunch of football players quit. They get kicked out for some reason.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
I wish we brought Ultimate Taser Ball to America. That's the only sport I care about.
Taser Ball.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
All right.
Like, it's a bunch of, like, guys with face tattoos and, like, neon green and red hair just running around with tasers and tasing each other and chasing a giant soccer ball.
Ooh.
Have you seen that thing?
I think I've seen that video.
What's the name of the thing where people get in the giant balls and, like, play soccer and they knock each other over?
Yeah, I've seen those.
That should be a sport.
So that's two things Canada has. They have the healthcare and the taser ball. So, like, killing it.
Yeah, like their names are like Hangnail and shit.
What? I just
you heard about this on ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Yeah.
Yeah. The David Wayne Network.
Yeah. That's where I played darts at, was on ESPN 8.
Ocho.
Yeah.
Do you have tape of that somewhere?
No.
It would have to be tape. No. It was that long ago.
Yeah. So there's like, so you have 9mm marks on it and shit.
I have a Betamax. Yeah. David playing darts.
Yeah, straight to Betamax. Yeah, they have to give you that big plate of a CD.
It was that 2 years when Laserdiscs really thought we were going to take off. Yeah, that's all they had.
It was probably one of those hand crank cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
they actually just had a guy drawing it. They made a flip book of
gameplay. Like court proceedings?
Court? Yeah, like I'm a court. Except it's all caricatures, so it's just immediately like a fucking huge head.
Just David, turned into you eating the darts at a certain point.
David playing darts in an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah. Got hoagie in one hand, darts in the other.
He like throws a dart, and then he runs and jumps and flies away on it. It's very well done. It's very interesting.
The David Wayne flip book of darts.
Starts my animated series.
Davy Wavy?
Yeah,
I was competitive with David Wayne in a game of darts for a while, and then he kill-shotted me left-handed, and I've never seen him more confident in his life. He probably went home and fucked his girlfriend so hard after that because he was like, I'm going to see if I can do this. And then he did it. And he's like, yeah, whatever.
I nailed it. And then I went home and I nailed it.
And it was that aggressive kind where he's like, look in my goddamn eyes. Yeah. Don't you break eye contact.
I'm a winner.
Yeah. She was not having it, though. I was just like, do you fucking know what I did tonight? I won a dart game left-handed. She's like, woo.
He didn't use his right hand the entire time. He just kind of figured her with his left hand and shit.
He just got it up like a Bronco.
Some people are only born with one great hand. I have two.
Like, hey, smack your ass really hard so I left an imprint.
You got the starter, then you got the finisher.
The hand I shook with God. To get that's these dart powers.
Starts right, ends left.
It's called the. That's my move. It's a switch.
It's called. I call it the sentence because you go from right to left.
Do they call it throwing goofy or is there like
was
a
it
term
Japanese?
For it?
Yeah. Japanese,
Jewish, or no, Hebrew?
Wait. Oh yeah, wait. This is right. Yeah, Japanese. Never mind. Yeah, I call it the Torah.
The Torah. Yeah.
The Quran. I don't know. I'm gonna get killed now because I said it.
Yeah.
As long as you don't draw Abraham and. A negative what? Or you can't draw him at all, can you?
Abraham. Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Yeah, Abraham's fine. Nobody gives a shit about Abraham.
He's just tearing shit in half.
David Wayne's been like so scared to draw Abraham for years. That's all he's wanted to do.
Dude, how the hell did you get a picture of Lincoln?
You guys seen this?
You're going to get shot in the back of the head.
Yeah.
It's like underground street art. Like you have to like hush hush share
Abraham. Just picturing so, David Wayne in a fucking stovetop hat.
It's so weird when there's, like, Jewish terrorism, isn't it? Like, I mean, yeah. Besides what they do to Palestine, but, like, actual yeah, Jewish right, terrorism. Right. Like, there was this one guy, I don't know if you guys remember the story, a couple years ago. He went to jail for stabbing gay people, like this radical Jewish guy.
Oh, God.
And then when he got out, there was a gay pride parade that day. Yeah. And he went and he stabbed someone. And I'm like, why not, like, postpone his release a day? Like, yeah.
Well, you know they wouldn't have looked that up.
Still, though, around the country,
but,
there's going
to
be...
But, like, did they do that for everybody? Right. It's like, all right, this guy was brought in under weed charges.
Maybe they were just that cocky. They were like, he's rehabilitated. Ain't no way. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Pull this shit again.
Yeah, it was actually, they having a bet on it. It's like, hey, Dan, $50. He doesn't yeah. stab
we're
anybody.
We're going to let him out, but don't let him anywhere downtown. Don't. Yeah.
Well, like, the guards have the bet going, so they, like, casually drop a flyer to it. They're like, it was, like, in his stuff when he left, so he gets his shit, and he's like, hey, prop parade. They're like, oh, dude, you think he's going to do it? You think he's going to do it?
Look, he's got that stabby look in his eye.
That was the big billboard outside the prison. Just
no, he gets out of the prison, just sniffs the air. He's like, gays. Some gay shit going on downtown.
Something smells proud.
I feel self-validation.
Debauchery's
afoot. I hear floats. Why are there floats?
God help me if it's about Santa.
That man is wearing no pants.
I'm getting stabby.
I've never seen so much leather in my life.
They're just asking for it. I gotta stab somebody.
Yeah, it's like, what's...
You think he got out and he was rehabilitated and he just started shaking, like you feel his hands...
He
like,
went to like
oh
a
God.
CVS
oh
and
God.
Got like a pocket knife and he just went out there and started stabbing people. Oh. He had to improvise.
Or what if he was actually just like, oh, this is nice. It doesn't bother him, but then something happens where he just gets triggered and goes like, I'm gonna go stab these people again.
Speaking of mass
craziness, the Cher comes on or something.
Did you guys see the Waffle House guy?
I heard about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, this guy at a Waffle House in, I forget where it was.
Tennessee.
Tennessee, yeah, that's it. This guy got naked and went and shot up a Waffle House naked.
What?
Yeah, and they can't find the guy because it's like, how do you describe him? Like, dude, I wasn't really paying attention to like his face at that point. I'm like, dick swinging and bullets flying.
That's got to be the worst thing. The last thing you ever see is some dude's little dick swinging
in
your face.
That's not even the fucked up part. The fucked up part is like some guy grappled with him to get the gun away. So this guy's like
grappled
wrestling
or scrappled?
Wrestling with this naked dude in the middle of a Waffle House.
Yeah,
like, we're out with guns.
Look, my buddy's a cop. He was like, nobody wants to touch the naked guy.
Yeah.
Like, God, he's gonna have so many PTSD sessions.
Well, if he was smart, he would have opened all those mini jellies and smothered himself so he's harder to tackle.
Right.
Did he at least run? Well, yeah, the cops get up there like, oh, no, this is strawberry jam. We were looking for
what's
grape.
What's the thought process,
looking for Concord grape jelly.
He just, like, swung a thing from the grease trap into his face, like one of the baskets. Like fucking Spicoli.
Yeah.
can't tackle that guy. He's all greased up. Keep slipping out. Woo, woo, woo. Keep spanking that.
Police are calling it the perfect crime.
Yeah, because that whole fucking town in Tennessee, they've never seen anything like it.
Serial killers in jail are like, ah.
Local track star.
They're like, the cops are like, that guy's an idiot. I ought to rob the bank. You can't catch me.
Why? Well, I ain't touching that naked guy. He had a very clear erection, and we were not.
Do not engage. Was
He's
ordered.
Like, guys, it's the only way I can come now. Yeah, he's so just dumb.
Like, he just goes like running into a bank and just like comes back with a bunch of money stuck to him. Yeah, like that's
no.
How
he was taking a shower and realized he didn't have any shampoo. Needed money to buy shampoo, so he goes and robs the Waffle House naked.
Well, I don't think he was robbing. He was just killing people.
Oh, was he?
Nah, I think he was just killing people. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Which is
that's
great.
No fun.
Yeah.
No.
What was that body count?
Yeah.
Well, they weren't that double order hash browns to go all the way.
Well, they weren't kids. Don't slouch on that first sure chili. Okay.
What do you say? So?
I said it wasn't kids, so I'm pretty sure it's okay. Like, who gives a shit?
Oh yeah.
Was it like
the patrons of a Waffle House?
Yeah, I mean, they made their choice to be there that night.
that's part of the fun of eating there, the thrill of knowing that.
Yeah,
any
moment a fight or somebody naked could just shoot up the place.
You have to hope deep down that you don't die in a Waffle House because like you don't want to be remembered
were in
for
a
that.
Denny's, and there was a guy from America's Most Wanted in there. He was like top five, and they had like a whole fucking raid on the Denny's that they were at. They brought like SWAT and all these dogs and shit.
Are you serious? In a Denny's?
Yeah, in a Denny's.
That's a good place to hide. I'd never think they'd find me there.
They hoped it was like a glue trap. They were like stuck to the table and the fucking seat.
Yeah.
Because all the goddamn syrup.
I don't know. It'd be cool to be involved in a shooting as long as you don't get shot.
Yeah, well, of course. That's the thing. That's what I always said. Like, you know, the Wild West is so glorified nowadays on TV. It'd be cool because everyone had guns. Like, I think it'd be exciting to be in a shootout, but I wouldn't want to die. If you could just have the thrill and the adrenaline of being in a shootout.
So, I don't even know what it feels like to be shot, but I don't want to be shot.
It's all airsoft. Is that okay?
No, because then there's no threat of dying there.
You actually feel like you could die even though there's no way to die? Is that what you're saying? Like that?
But then you're racked thrill with all that emotional turmoil. The survivor's guilt.
Okay, so
what if it's Westworld?
What if, hang on, I can meet you halfway. What if it's BBs, right? Not necessarily lethal, but like one of them is doused in AIDS blood.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is that like pig's blood from Muslims?
Are the stakes high enough?
Maybe.
But do BBs break the skin?
Oh, yeah. They'll fucking puncture that shit.
Yeah. And there's definitely risk.
I mean, how many times did you pump your gun?
That was always my biggest fear. I guess I don't have to worry about it anymore now because there aren't payphones anymore. But that urban legend about they put needles in the coin slot of payphones and
they
give you AIDS.
Oh, yeah. Just like the gas pump needles. One.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, that shit scares me because people do crazy fucked up shit like that.
And well, that must have been like so terrifying when they let them pump their own gas in Oregon finally. They were probably I'm going to get the AIDS needle in my hand.
Or like the razor blades in your Halloween candy and shit.
But didn't somebody put like a razor blade in somebody's like door handle or something? Maybe I'm making that up.
I'm sure it could happen. Oh, yeah, you put it underneath your car door handle. So when you open it, you just like slice your hand up.
There's one about Ari Shaffir's shit and shoved it in Bobby Lee's door handle on his Honda.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And then on the wipers, too.
On the wipers?
Then,
so what? He turned on the wiper blades and got shit all over his windshield.
Shit on his door handle and his hands, and then it got on the windshield and just like just smearing human shit all over.
I'm a pretty calm guy, but if somebody puts shit on anything I own,
you're gonna freak out
because it's so sticky. Oh god!
Yeah, they're like, look, it's on his guitar. Ha!
Yeah, and that doesn't go away. It's not like you can really wash away. There's always a lingering shit smell.
Last year for Big J's birthday, didn't he get him a box of his own shit?
Yeah, he gave him a CD, and inside the CD was shit.
Yeah,
like inside the case.
It was like his shit, Ari's shit in a CD case. And he gave it to Big J.
But like he mushed a nugget.
So it was the shape of a CD.
Yeah.
Like you could actually play it if it hardened.
Oh god.
It just sounds like.
What does it sound like? Nickelback.
You should have put some grooves in it, made it an LP, of your own. That's literally of your own shit.
It has to be a 45. All right, we can't get the big 12-inch vinyl. All right, that's a lot of shit.
Laserdisc.
Maybe you can't. Oh. Underachiever.
Oh, okay.
You look like you shit LPs, David Wayne. Don't sell yourself short.
Little ones.
David shits singles.
Yeah.
Like, got this fresh.
David shits cuss singles.
Yo, I got this hot shit off the presses, so I don't need to put it on there.
Come get my mix crap.
Yeah, my mix crap.
Speaking of hot shit on the presses, what's this? You broke your toilet seat?
I don't know if that story's appropriate.
Was it just like years of hairline fractures that finally built up into one?
Yeah.
No, I had a plastic one on there before, and like, you know how when you drill it, or when you screw it into the bowl, like, there's like two screws on the side of the toilet bowl, and the plastic one that I had before had plastic screws, so that cracked. So I was like, well, I gotta replace this. So I get one that's
asking now. I thought it was gonna be like, I sat my fat ass down and
we'll get there.
Just like, it detonated basically.
Well, so I bought a new toilet seat, and it was described as unbreakable, and it had metal screws. It had metal screws, so I'm like, all right, I'm golden. It's not gonna break there anymore. So I put those in there, and we had it for like probably 6 to 8 months, and then I just started like wiping my ass, like sitting down now. I used to stand up. And then I heard
Hang on. Let's take this around the room. How does everyone
I do it standing up. That freaks me out, putting my hand that close to the toilet bowl. I never understood how people could reach under.
Maddie?
Sit.
You do it sitting?
Yeah. You fucking psycho.
I do it standing.
Yeah, I used to. And then I heard, like, I think Vinny or somebody did a bit about how they just started doing it sitting down. And I was like, wait a minute, you can do that? So then I tried it. So now I do that.
But you wiping front or back to front?
Well,
you gotta
sit up on. That's the thing, is you gotta like kind of scoot yourself up on the toilet seat, because I have a big toilet seat. So that's what happened
after. No,
like,
way.
After like a month of doing that, I guess I put too much stress on the front of it and it cracked the one side.
So wait, you broke the indestructible?
Yeah, there was a huge crack on the right side of the seat.
You better get someone on the phone for that.
So then I'm like, fuck, well, it's cracked, whatever, you know, I can still use it, it's no big deal. So then like 2 weeks later, the stress of it all, it cracked the other side of the toilet seat. So like I have half a toilet seat broken.
The stress of it all. It's too much, man. I can't do it anymore. He's leaning forward on me.
No, he's leaning to the left.
Yeah. I can't figure it out.
That's another thing. When I get the weight distribution.
Before it cracks, it wheezes. It's like...
Come on. So now when I shit, because I haven't replaced it yet, because I'm an animal. So now when I shit, I have to like line the front part that's like the half the U. The U part's broken off. I have to line it up to where it used to sit. And if I do it wrong and I sit down, it'll pinch my ass cheeks.
Oh, God, that sounds like the worst.
Oh, dude, it's worse. Yeah, it is pretty bad. So
it's like you got a puzzle box to shit in.
Right, dude. It's like the Shrine of the Silver Monkey. And
it's like, yeah.
What have you bought that has more importance than a toilet seat is what I want to know.
For a guy like David, the toilet seat has to be top three for a guy like David.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of stuff.
Well, where do I go from this? If this one's claimed to be unbreakable, it's pretty hardy.
Right, carbon fiber.
I picture David Wayne is more like a flattened cushion toilet seat guy. You know,
no,
like those old stained ones.
I hate that. I like them cold. I want a cold
stainless steel.
I like them cold too.
Because if it's warm, it freaks me out, because it's like someone else has been sitting on this, especially if it's public.
Especially those fucking cushioned ones when they're really warm, because they get like super hot.
Yeah, your legs start sweating. That's why I hate that shit.
Yeah, oh, my grandparents had one of those. Oh,
I wish I had a squatty potty.
As soon as you sit down, it goes,
psst. Can you just use a stool?
I'm making a stool.
You're making a stool.
Well, I would shit like a monkey if I could find one that's strong enough to hold me.
Shit like a monkey?
Upside down?
No, you put your feet.
Prehensily?
No, you stand on the bowl. You put your feet on the front of the bowl.
Isn't that how Japanese people shit?
David puts a chin-up bar above the thing.
Well, technically, that's how monkeys do it. And like, it's actually better for your digestive system, or it's easier to flow out if you do that.
Chinese people just squat over a hole.
I lift my legs up in the air when I'm taking a shit and trying to balance, but I still haven't broken my toilet seat
yet. You know who else does that? Wilmer Valderrama.
That's it. We need an infomercial on how to properly shit starring Wilmer Valderrama.
He's feverishly writing right now. He's like, good stuff, guys, good stuff.
When I don't want to blow my O-ring.
O-ring?
Yeah.
It's not a car.
No, it's in your asshole.
Oh, okay.
O-ring.
Oh, that's what it's called,
O-ring? I just
O-ring?
Put my legs up. It's the anus.
Yeah. Yeah, trust.
Isn't that technically what a fucking hymen is, too, an O-ring?
No, that's just like a flap of skin.
Yeah,
it's not a flap of skin; it's a ring. And you...
No, it's not. It's a flap.
It's a membrane.
No, it's not. It's not
it's
like
a flap of skin.
The entrance.
Yeah, kind of is. But like, wait, were you able to get in one without moving?
It's like a blister, and once you pop it, then instead of like liquid, it's blood.
My experience was it was a ring, and it like.
I think it's
widened.
More like it's like a soda can tab. You just pop that baby in.
Yum.
I'm thirsty.
That shit was gross, though. Do you fucking have you burst a hymen? That shit was nasty, dude. I was like, because I get freaked out
by
period blood, and then I'd like look down. I was like, oh, God.
No, thankfully, I've only had women who've been had, so.
Mm-hmm. You've never deflowered a woman?
No. Yeah. It's like, hey, new to me.
But it was like a
fresh unfucked pussy. Gross.
Oh, yeah. You feel that.
Yeah, I thought I broke something.
It doesn't have the seal of approval of another man's dick in there. Does another man vouch for this pussy?
Right.
Who beat up this pussy before me? Who put up in them guts?
Who did this to you?
This shit mangled like an apple pie.
Look at these fucking flaps. What are you doing?
Let me get a smell.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Look under the hood.
What? Wait, was he Argentinian? He smells like an Argentinian.
Was this Mike Rowe?
What's his hair? Is this his hair?
David, did
she have Wilder Ramos in there?
Did she have a card she flipped when she had enough dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
When she's had enough dick, a novel by Stephen Henry.
That sounds real.
No, it's like Argentinian steakhouse. Yeah. Like, you flip the card when you've had enough steak.
How to, yeah.
Oh, Brazilian steakhouse.
I think you had just about enough dick for today.
Okay, one more.
Your mom comes in, flips it for her, like, what are you doing here? You better watch that weight. Too much dick you've been taken.
You done,
honey,
took.
Are you getting enough dick? You look thin.
It looks like a Reuben down there. What have you been doing?
She's like hanging out like with her friend, and then like she comes in with like folded clothes. Honey, are you getting enough dick? Like, be all serious about it.
She's got to talk to me about
like
things.
It's vitamins,
right? Yeah.
David, she's got a pamphlet from the clinic. Here, how to know when your daughter's been getting enough dick.
I set you up a Tinder account, okay? Yeah, I need you to swipe right.
Your bare minimum, three.
Mom, I'm a lesbian. Yeah, I know, whatever. You still need to take your dick.
What did we say? That's not good for your health. Yeah. Remember when you were a vegan? Dick is like iron. You need protein.
Yeah. Do you want dry skin?
Do you want your acne to come back?
You need to wear this mask.
You got to go down to the bus station, blow at least three dudes.
Don't come back till you're sore, okay?
I mean,
I wonder what the LD50 of D is.
Yeah, the LD50 of dick.
Well, it depends on the dose.
Should be looking up nutrition facts for cum.
Fill this jar up. Bring it back to me.
Well, I did see that. There's a woman that like drinks or eats her. Like a friend gives her fresh. Like they don't sleep together. He just jerks off for her and saves the cum, and she does like a spoonful a day.
Like a cum shot.
Does he get to watch her take the spoonful?
No. It kind of defeats the purpose, right? Yeah. No, I think she does that, and then she rubs it on her face because it's good for her skin.
She just sends him a Snapchat while he's at work.
I gotta take my break. And he goes to the bathroom, gotta rub one out.
I like to imagine they're just out in public, and she's like, I don't have time to go home, I need it now, and she's got a spoon.
I just imagine him having to like call her after his meeting. It's like, Cynthia, I was in a fucking meeting, you can't be sending me Snapchats, you eating cum.
She starts like freebasing it, she's like... I think I'm addicted.
It in with her tea and shit.
Putting it in syringes.
Right. I got to mainline this deep.
It's good for everything.
She offers it. Would you like some cum?
It's like butter's creamy goo. Yeah.
I turn them into sugar cubes. They're good with absinthe.
Yeah. Nope.
Cum. Can I have a honey bun with no glaze? I brought my own.
Oh, God.
Just let shit on there.
Do you guys have cum in the back, or should I? Can I use my own?
I brought my own. Yeah. No outside call.
She's like shaking it like a ketchup bottle. Trying to.
You need some new. This is some stale cum.
You know what would be funny? She squeezes the cum out of the bottle and it makes like a farting noise and she's like, ugh, gross.
This is why I'm a lesbian.
She's so modest.
A stuck-up cum eating woman.
She's like licking it off her fingers and shit.
Well, don't mind me. I'm going to go wash my hands.
With cum.
Yeah. She uses vaginal fluid to wash her hands. Oh, it's not great.
Better than any lotion you can think of.
There we
she
go.
Sticks her hand right up in there, her own fist.
Oh, God. What an awful thought.
Oh, yeah.
Fisting yourself and wiping your hands with it.
It's good.
What are the two MIP saying?
Rafik said, I think I'm outside your house.
Mm. Roast battles.
That's never a good thing to hear. I think Rafik's outside my house.
Especially during the day. Like at night,
he's
it's
out there
expected.
Just running bits. And you hear him.
Oh, God. Hey, Squirrel. Well, Squirrel, what are you buying?
Well, so cat's out of the bag. We're doing two podcasts in a day.
Yeah.
So I guess that means we're probably going to have to wrap this one, Mr. Kupo.
Okay. Well,
got any plugs?
Yeah, the roast battle at Foo Bar in St. Pete next month. One of you three will probably be on it.
Is returning champion, James Mathis coming?
He's a technically a champion. That doesn't, there's just an asterisk next to his name.
It's May 30th.
May 30th is what, yeah. It's I think I'm going to try and get shoe back, so.
It's Mathis 30th.
I'm supposed to be on it.
Yeah, Mayfist there.
Yeah, John. Ricky, I want to go against Ricky Hickens so bad.
Yeah, it should be Ricky. If fucking everything's subject to change. Yeah. But yeah, that should be interesting. Hopefully, we didn't get to do one last month, but the month before was kind of shit. Matt was there.
Yeah.
Matt got to experience that fucking.
Right, yeah. I lost to a bringer of one person, and that's all you need in comedy.
Yeah. That's about what I lost to Melissa. Saddest
roast. I brought my fan.
Somehow trying to insult each other in front of some, nobody there. Is worse than like just doing comedy in front of nobody.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
DW, you got anything?
Yeah, April 27th, so this Friday. This comes out Wednesday, right? So this Friday I'll be at a Corner Bar in Largo. It's an open mic, so be sure to come out yourself if you want to. But I'll be closing out the show. Tommy Gill hooked it up. So
there you go, headlining the open mics.
Yeah,
dude, yeah, he is.
I made it.
DW crushed so hard.
King
there.
Of the degenerates down there, yeah. Right. Yeah. Corner Bar.
That's what it is.
If for some reason you're in Largo, come see DW.
Yep. Matt, what did you got?
Going to watch you in Largo.
That's it.
Yeah, you're not going to perform.
I think that's about it. Yeah.
Nice.
That's it. Yeah, that's it for April. I was like, I'm gonna host the Pokies on May 3rd.
Wow. Oh yeah!
Wow. Because Big Daddy Jacobs isn't gonna be there, so
is Maddie Big.
You guys
us
heard
right
it
now?
First here, people. Yeah, Matt Williams, here.
Big Diggin' Pokies,
stepping up in the world. Check them out.
There we go.
So guys, be sure to go because it's probably the last night that they have at Pokies.
Yeah, we're gonna burn it down.
He somehow made Pokies.
I got one more Valderrama to come.
I just hope. I hope that when he promotes his Mike Williams.
Right.
God.
All right. And I have a spot at Muddy Water because that's what I do. I'm going to be.
Is it a kava place?
It's catfishing? A kava place, of course.
You're going to be catfishing people?
Yeah.
On Muddy Waters?
Yeah. I'm going to be making them think I'm funny and I'm clearly
ripping
not.
Some lips.
Oh, no. That's not what I meant.
yeah. I'm supposed to be doing like 15 there, which fun. Ooh. So, and then. What the hell is it? Just look at the calendar. I can't remember shit. The 29th, I'll be at an open mic in Asheville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, we got to promote those open
mics. So our Asheville listeners.
Yeah, we can promote open mics. Yeah. Tuesday, Iberia.
Well, it's the only mic I'll be doing
Monday,
in Asheville.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Because I can't get on a show.
You guys
in
get
Asheville.
Listeners in Asheville?
Maybe.
I think we have a few in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So. Come out and see me Sunday. The only place there's an open mic in Asheville.
It's going to be an open mic with six people and three of them there for Stephen Henry.
I forget what the fuck the name of the place is.
This guy came out of nowhere, fucking crushed, brought the whole audience.
And then went home.
He was a porter or something. I guess he got a podcast.
And I guess that's...
Y'all ever heard of those?
How do you work a podcast?
You just mail it in.
Oh, God. No, Asheville's the hipster part. They'll know intimately.
Yeah. There's a guy like... There's a guy just like recording it onto vinyl for you.
That'd be kind of cool. He's though. Pressing like a souvenir, get your favorite podcast episode as like on vinyl.
Oh yeah.
Well, they're starting to put
lots
of stuff
on vinyl.
The
ones with the big horn, like the
yeah.
You know, get like Louie on Marin on vinyl.
Yeah, right. It's like they're like, my God, this is ironic. This is stupid. You are our king.
King our hipster. King.
Yeah.
All right, and so I guess that's about it, folks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.